The Enigma of Narcissus. From the second half of the 30s, in addition to numerous slender girls, young boys also begin to appear in Casarati's paintings, depicted in their slender and vulnerable nudity. An example of this is Narcissus, exhibited at the 1942 Biennale, a mythological figure interpreted by the artist in a very free and personal manner. The painting serves almost as a pretext for creating an evocative and alienating visual narrative, enigmatically aimed at making us reflect on the fragility of human existence. The composition of Narcissus has a narrow and vertical layout, with a perspective from top to bottom. The small nude figure in the foreground stands out with one hand resting on his bent head, his gaze directed towards a mirror on the floor, in which only part of his legs can be seen reflected. In the desolate room behind him, two girls, dressed in shabby clothes, seem to express with suspended, desperate gestures the certainty of an impending tragedy. The scene, dominated by somber green and brown tones, carries a disturbing atmosphere, influenced by the climate of war. It is also interesting to consider the small study for Narcissus exhibited here alongside the larger work, as Casarotti had done at the Venice Biennale in 1942. The sketch on wood is masterfully executed with brushstrokes of remarkable freshness, and with luminous tones that range from the pink of the flesh to the hazelnut of the background, and the darker brown of the shiny floor on which the reflection of the boy's legs is barely hinted. It was probably painted directly from life, without an underlying drawing, while the final composition appears carefully crafted with a dramatic expressive intensity.